Well, even Vyasadeva himself, the Acharyas point out in their commentaries that there are apparently some grammatical errors in Vyasadeva's presentation. Srila Prabhupada himself, in his introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, quoted abhadhavatyapi, even though imperfectly imposed, because the essence is there. It is shinvanti, gayanti, gurnanti, sadhavaha. Saintly persons accept the presentation, even though there may be some fault there. From the technical point of view, there may be some fault. So, for instance, if Srila Prabhupada quotes, as he generally does, janma karma chame divyam jo janati tatvataha, that doesn't mean that we have to revise the Bhagavad Gita, because Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse in a form which is not the accepted it is not the accepted pronunciation or statement. Srila Prabhupada didn't say that he was the world's authority on Sanskrit, economics, cooking, although he was certainly empowered by Krishna in pretty much everything he put his attention to. But that it is a kind of fanaticism to say that, well, Srila Prabhupada is the world's best mridanga player. Well, in one sense he is, because his mridanga playing is pleasing to Krishna in a superlative way, because his intention is to, his intensity of Krishna consciousness is such that his playing mridanga is pleasing. But technically there are better mridanga players. So, cooking, it's not that Prabhupada, there are people in the world who knew how to cook some preparations that Srila Prabhupada didn't know how to cook. So, if Srila Prabhupada said King Dasharatha had two wives, we can understand that to be what you could call a slip of the tongue. I mean, Srila Prabhupada certainly knew that Dasharatha had three wives. So, why should the perfect representative of Krishna say that? Well, it may be difficult to understand. We're not going to start preaching that Dasharatha had two wives, or we're not going to call for a revision in the Ramayana, or say that Valmiki was wrong. We can accept it as what would normally be called a mistake, although one doesn't go around proclaiming, my guru made a mistake. That's also not proper to do that. Why is that? It may be difficult to understand, but we understand there's no imperfection in Srila Prabhupada, inasmuch as he gave Krishna. If there is a slip of the tongue or then why does Krishna allow that? Well, why does he allow it in Vyasadeva? The Vyasadeva himself, in composing verses, there may be some grammatical irregularity, which later Acharyas in their commentary, they point out that this should be that, or that this word has to be supplied. So it takes some sympathy. Sympathy is to understand. Sympathy means not. Sympathy is usually stated as a term which you feel towards someone in a lesser position. But here I mean that one has to seek the essence and not make a big thing out of some minor mistakes. And then someone will say, well, Prabhupada said that women are less intelligent, and it's proved that they are they can do so many intelligent things. But then we see that Prabhupada is repeating Shastra. It's repeatedly stated in Shastra. So is that a mistake? Well, according to modern scientists, they say women are as intelligent or can be more intelligent. But then actually, some more recent findings say that, well, actually women are in general less intelligent. So how much can you accept these experts anyway? Economics, yes. Prabhupada, he gave the expert economics. Live simply, produce your own food. You don't need, society doesn't need motor cars and internet and all these things that we're using as we're preaching Krishna consciousness in the modern world. Srila Prabhupada was an expert. He was an expert in Sanskrit in as much as he utilized that for the service of Krishna. He was an expert in English, even though his English from the grammatical point of view was not perfect. For that matter, Shakespeare's English was grammatically, there was no set grammar at the time. So, at the time that Shakespeare wrote. So grammatically it may be imperfect, but that is not the symptom of a perfect person, that he's an expert grammatist. We don't find anywhere in Shastra stated that the perfect person is someone who's got a university degree in linguistics. It's got absolutely nothing to do with spiritual life. So yeah, any discerning person can see that there are some what should we say? We don't like to, we shouldn't use the word mistake for a guru, but there are some factors which show that he's a jiva, he's not Bhagavan. Let's put it like that. He comes to this world, he acts in some ways as a human being. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur makes a comment that if pure Vaishnavas were seen to be free from disease, free from what might seem to be human failings, if they were in all respects what people might consider to be perfect, then people in general, they would lose heart. They wouldn't have the impetus to themselves become perfect in Krishna consciousness, because they would think it's just for people, it's just like for special people from the spiritual world, and ordinary people cannot be Krishna conscious. It's just something for very special people. Whereas Vaishnavas, by apparently getting sick, apparently being entangled in material life, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur might have appeared to be, or he himself declared himself to be, by being in some ways ordinary, they live among us and act among us, and in this way show that you don't have to be an expert grammatist, historian, economist, cook, mridanga player, or any, not that any material qualification is required to be a pure devotee of Krishna. At the same time, we should take very seriously everything Srila Prabhupada said, unless there is some what in others would be seen to be a human error, like saying Dasharath had two wives. Srila Prabhupada's advice on economics is on so many topics. You just brought up economics. Prabhupada saw through this paper money cheating long before others did. Srila Prabhupada saw through the cheating of the United Nations, and in so many fields, Prabhupada he expertly, with the empowered eye of Shastra, he saw the cheating of the demons and exposed that. So if there are some technical or technicalities which are not exactly correct, we needn't take that very seriously. Sometimes that point is made. Prabhupada would say that the woman's brain maximum weight is 36 ounces and the man's is 64, but scientists nowadays have proved that wrong. But that wasn't a crucial point. The Prabhupada was just using that point to preach to people who believe in science, who don't believe in Shastra. Now the scientists say something else. So whatever they say nowadays, that's, if people have faith in that, if that can uphold some point that we want to make in Krishna consciousness, we can quote it. And knowing for sure that after some days, the scientists will change their opinion. But if we quote scientists, that doesn't mean that we believe as we believe in Shastra, something they say. But we may quote scientists to uphold some point that from Shastra, that this the points that the scientist or any materialist may make, knowing that what they say is imperfect, but also knowing that people in general have faith in that and they don't have faith in Shastra. So all these things are to be understood very carefully. If you think that Prabhupada's wrong or misguiding us or an ordinary conditioned soul, then you're in a lot of trouble. If you concentrate on these few technical things that could be considered as mistakes, then again you're in a lot of trouble. At the same time, we shouldn't go around quoting Dasharath had two wives. Of course, elsewhere Prabhupada always states that he had three wives, so we shouldn't make a big thing of some occasional slip of the tongue. So is Srila Prabhupada infallible? He never claimed to be. He claimed to be a jiva. Krishna is infallible. Krishna gives knowledge to the jiva as much as Krishna wants to. It's not that Prabhupada knows everything in the same way that Krishna knows everything, and nor did Prabhupada claim to be. Srila Prabhupada taught us incessantly that we are jivas, we are limited. Our perfection is to accept that Krishna is infallible and that we are fallible. So Srila Prabhupada didn't claim to be infallible. But again, as I say, you should take very seriously everything Srila Prabhupada said, because he was empowered by Krishna to teach us to see everything through the eye of Shastra for our benefit.